This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Johnson & Johnson's long-awaited vaccine is giving new hope against the coronavirus pandemic. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The company says its vaccine appears to be effective against COVID-19, though not as strong as rival vaccines, which require two doses.
This is a single shot,
which Dr. Anthony Fauci says is a benefit in itself, since people won't have to wait a few weeks for another dose. Johnson & Johnson says it'll soon apply for emergency use approval in the U.S. Chief Scientific Officer Paul Stoffel says it expects to supply a billion doses globally within a year.
That means in this day, protecting a billion people from severe disease.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The head of the World Health Organization on Friday called for international cooperation on the manufacture and rollout of coronavirus vaccines, warning that we will not end the pandemic anywhere until we end it everywhere. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus stressed that vaccines were a limited resource at present.
The world has come to a critical turning point in the pandemic, but it's also a turning point in history. Faced with a common crisis, can nations come together in a common approach?
His statement comes against the background of a dispute over coronavirus vaccine deliveries in Europe and developing nations worried that they won't be able to access vaccines in the near future. Speaking in Geneva, Tedros said that vaccine nationalism might serve short-term political goals, but it's ultimately short-sighted and self-defeating. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.